Welcome back. This is Melinda Pillsbury Foster, Reclaim America Now, and we are here on the Micro Effect for RMN News Radio. And we are here with Rosa, and Rosa is telling us about Agenda 21, and we have been going over what it's like to be Delphi'd. And now I think, Rosa, aren't we going to take them through a sort of experiential sort of thing so that they can see what it's like, right?
Yeah, well, that's a great idea. And I do want to say that this is all in my book. It always annoys me when people are trying to sell me stuff, sometimes I should say that on the radio, but the book is really good because it is really very compact, and it costs me pretty much what I'm selling it for, so it's not that I'm like trying to get rich off this book. I really want people to have this information. So it's called Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, and it's available on Amazon.com and also from my website, which is Democrats Against UNAgenda21.com.
Well, Rosa, I read your book, and I think everybody should go buy it. And
yeah,
I'm not getting paid to say that.
That book was, I swear, that book just dropped on me from God. It really just came together perfectly, and I'm so glad that it did, because it's really given a lot of people an opportunity to clarify what is happening to them. And they're seeing, because all of these, when you think about it, in terms of the CFR or the Illuminati or whatever it is that people are talking about, that all may be true, but what we experience every day is our own city, our own town. We experience our neighbors and what it is that our neighbors may be doing to us. And this is where Delphi comes in, because it's used, you can Delphi one person or you can Delphi the entire world. What I say about United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is that it is the biggest public relations scam in the history of the world, and it is being imposed on all of us right now. So one of the ways that that is being used is through local meetings, and these meetings are often for regional plans. Regional plans, we're talking about a global plan here. So we know we have city, county, state, and federal in our country. We don't have regional. We have city, county, state, and federal. The way to create a global government is to erase the city, county, state, and federal boundaries and to ultimately break those boundaries and to reshape the world into a single global government. And, I'm fully aware that this sounds kind of crazy. But
it doesn't sound crazy, Rosa, and I think you're going to find that a lot of people listening don't think it sounds crazy at all.
Well, that's a good thing.
Even though they may have come at this from a different direction, they know that.
You know, what I say is that this is a crazy plan, but I am not crazy. Considering what they consider sustainable, here's what's unsustainable as far as Agenda 21 goes. Single-family residences, private vehicles, appliances, meat eating, dams, and a whole lot of other things. So when you go to a regional meeting, the goal of that regional meeting is to destroy your city, county, state, and federal boundaries. And we now have, you'll find your local regions, whatever state you're in, if you go to your Department of Transportation website and put in regions, they have a regional map that pops up. And that is a map of your metropolitan planning organizations and your councils of government. They have joined together now. So you'll find these regional areas that actually break county boundaries. They break state lines. We have the Northern California region includes part of Nevada. The Southern California region includes part of Mexico. You have 11 regions, mega regions, in the entire United States now. You thought you had 50 states, but now you've got 11 mega regions. And these include part of Mexico and Canada. So,
are these up? Is there a website where we can send people to go take a look at it so that
yeah,
they get
thank you for asking
for
me. It's America2050.org. Go take a look at that, America2050.org. That'll show you those 11 mega regions. And I'll tell you, that high-speed rail that's draining all of your money, draining all your tax dollars? High-speed rail is a building block for mega regions. Chicago is a hub for 9 states. Ultimately, you won't have a private vehicle. If you don't stop this, here's what's going to happen. Ultimately, you will not have a private vehicle. You will not be able to travel freely. You will have possibly a high-speed train. The vision, the fantasy, the utopia of these high-speed trains is that they'll go everywhere, but in fact there's not enough money for it, and they may never be built. But you'll have to show your identification to get on to a train or to a bus. You won't have a private vehicle. You'll have a bicycle, but you're not going to be carrying your 4x8 piece of plywood on that. Although I did, when I was traveling in China, I did see some pretty incredible things on bikes, but this is unusual. So you're going to be, if you want to get onto a means of transportation, it'll be like how it is when you go to the airport now, and you're subject to search and seizure and identification. So this, getting back to these Delphi plans, okay, this is the purpose of your meeting, your Delphi meeting, is to create this regional plan that you're going to be going along with, and it's going to be it's going to look really great to you. You're going to walk in the room, and you're going to get your little name tag, and you're going to go to your little table, or you'll be in an auditorium, and they have a nice little PowerPoint presentation, and you've got your mayor and your council people up there, maybe supervisor, and you've got your public-private partnership with your maybe your green group, and some consultants who are getting paid to do this. Now, you might ask yourself, where the heck is my tax money going if I'm paying for a planning department and they're hiring consultants to go and put on these plans? So the plan's up there, and it's the same plan. I don't care what town you're in. It's the same plan as every other town in the U.S., depending on the size, but they're all the same plan, and they're all the same across the world. They're all regional plans. And you get told how if you want clean air and you want clean water and you want, you're going to vote to have smart growth in the center of your city. They tell you you want open space, and who doesn't want open space? Who doesn't want clean air and water? Of course you want that. Well, what clean air means is that you don't want a private vehicle. What clean water means is that you don't want any industry at all, and what open space means is that you want everyone out of the rural areas and into the cities. So that, that's the jargon that they use. You, when you're signing on to that, you don't recognize that what you think it means is not what it means. So you don't get any other choices. You don't get the choice of, hey, get the heck out of our town and don't come back. You don't see that one up on the screen. And you're Delphi'd, you're told that everyone wants to hear your point of view, that you're actually crafting the plan, you as the individual in your town. But in fact, you are only there to give the illusion that the plan is approved by the town. And this is partly why they want to...
And it's all set up in advance, right? And they have the smaller groups broken out, and they have people who are, quote-unquote, managing the smaller groups to ensure that if you look like you're going to ask inconvenient questions, they have ways of trying to characterize you as a problem and sort of marginalizing you within the group.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they do, because when you think about communitarianism, as I said, is the way of putting the individual below the rights of the community. Communitarianism is based on peer pressure, shame, embarrassment, maligning. You'll be in a whole group full of people, and you're not going to want to stand up and say, hey, I don't think it's a good idea to have Center Street narrowed into one lane on each side. I don't like that. You're going to not, it takes guts to stand up in front of a group of people and disagree. And they will use tactics on you. They will laugh at you. They will shame you. They will malign you. They will embarrass you. And for all of you who are out there in the rural areas going, hey, I'm cool. I'm out here on my land. I've got my well. I've got my big shotgun, my 50 caliber machine gun, or whatever you got out there. It's not going to be like that for you. Because, first of all, let's say your roads are no longer paved. Let's say that you have no more postal service out there. Let's say that now your county is saying that they're taking possession of your water underneath your land, that they will be monitoring your well. You've got roadless areas that are, you know, and for people who've got ATVs who think, oh, roadless, no problem for me, I'll be out there. These are forest areas that are off limits to humans. 60 million acres right now are off limits to humans, and that's increasing. You've got monumentalizing on rural areas where federal lands are being created and being called monuments. You've got the United Nations taking control of these biosphere areas. This is the plan. So if you think you're going to be out there, you know, all self-sufficient, not likely, okay? And I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's good because it's going to hold it up. It's going to take a little longer to take us over, and I think you need to stand up and speak out right now. Let your neighbors know when they're losing their postal service what that means. It means that you'll be isolated. Less people will be out in the rural areas. So that's what happens when you're in these city meetings, in these county meetings. They're designed, they're designed not to answer your questions. They're designed to malign you and sideline you if you do ask, for instance, where is the money coming from? Where did this plan come from? How come it looks like the plan was already pre-designed before I walked in the room? Why is it that this plan is on a timeline where I don't see that there's any way to stop it? How come the plan looks exactly like the plan over in the next city? Why is it that you people are being hired on my tax dollars and you don't work for the city and I don't know who you are? There are many, I have a bunch of questions on the back, in the back of my book, and how to anti-Delphi a meeting, how to take one of these meetings over in my book. Mm-hmm. And it's very effective, and people are doing it all over the United States. You don't hear that in the paper. You're not going to see that in the New York Times. Instead, you're going to see these propaganda pieces. You do see occasional things in the New York Times now and other papers, but they're doing everything they can to propagandize and create some sort of disinformation campaign. And that is actually being put on and put together by the American Planning Association, which had a communications boot camp for planners, a 12-week communications
boot camp. When did that take place?
Beg your pardon?
When did that happen?
Started in November and ended in January, and that is quite an eye-opener. What they did, they're intending to change their newspeak. They're intending to change their jargon because they realize that we're on to them. And I've got links to that on my website, as well as personal emails where they tried to invite me personally to come and meet with the head of their metropolitan organization, and because they wanted to meet with a few dissenters in the San Francisco Bay Area because they wanted to pump us for information. That's not what they said, but that's what they
wanted
to do.
Could you give people your website right now so they can go take a look at that?
Yeah, I'd love to have you go and take a look. Please do. It's called Democrats Against UNAgenda21.com. And we have a blog there which has a lot of posts, and there's a ton of information on that site. A lot of good source information, as well as comments from other people and ways that you can get involved.
Yeah, and you have things like, what can I do? The
yeah.
way we see it, our blog, government tricks, the latest, how we
yeah,
have resisted Agenda 21. And these are all things that people, hey, gang, if you care about ensuring that we aren't headed for the FEMA camps and things even less pleasant, this is a site you really need to go take a look at.
Yeah, don't get paralyzed by what I'm saying. I know it's very heavy, but the thing is, we don't want to be paralyzed because that's what, you know, that's what these people want. They want us to be passive, paralyzed, to go along, to get along, or to just sit and do nothing. And that's not happening anymore. You're going to be part of a huge group of people all across the country, all across the world, people who are standing up, who are working together, regardless of what our political affiliations are, and saying, no, we will not allow our freedom to be taken from us.
Because I want to remind people how many things out there are happening that are really good. I don't know how many people have heard about TURF. Texans United for Reform and Freedom. And they are opening the Trans-Texas Corridor, and they have been doing it pretty successfully, and they continue to work with very little money, but with a tremendous dedication.
Yeah, Terry Hall is fantastic.
Like,
she's fabulous.
Like Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack,
mm-hmm.
who had just had a conference in Las Vegas with sheriffs who were willing to enforce the 10th Amendment. Two groups in the U.S., other groups of sheriffs, couldn't get there because they were busy doing their own organizing. But
mm-hmm.
you're talking about moving on towards 5% of the sheriffs who get it.
That's right. And Sheriff Mack and I were speaking at the same event recently, and someone gave me a donation to give books to sheriffs. It's not a big enough donation to give my book to every sheriff, but it was really great because sheriffs need hard information on this. And your sheriff, your county sheriff, is able to actually stand up to the federal government. Your county sheriff is the principal law in your county. So, but sheriffs, a lot of them don't recognize what their power is. So that's one thing Sheriff Mack is doing. He's out there across the United States helping sheriffs understand what power they have.
Mm-hmm. And he's been, of course, working since he filed his lawsuit against the Brady Bill in 93.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people around the country.
There's, absolutely. He will be on the show soon.
Oh, great. That's terrific. A lot of people, I can suggest that you go to freedomadvocates.org. That's Michael Shaw's group. He's pretty fabulous. Michael goes all over the country as well. Tom DeWeese is another one who people have heard of. There are so many. And, of course, smart meters of people... are recognizing that smart meters are, whatever you say about the health issues, smart meters are surveillance devices on the side of your house. You can have your power and also your gas and now your water. There are water meters as well, shut off remotely.
And that's actually, Jerry Day did that first video, and he's
mm-hmm.
been on the show last summer.
Right. Yeah, Jerry Day's video is good. So in other words, the thing is, this is growing. The movement is growing. People are waking up, and you need to, jump on board with this, get your information. We make it pretty easy on our site what you can do. We give you flyers that you can just print out and distribute, and it doesn't sound like such a fun thing, but actually it's really great. You get up early and you take your... You can do a lot of flyers in an hour. You can distribute over, depending on how close together the houses are. Go up and drop them on front porches. We've got a great flyer on ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, which is a stealth organization that's being used to implement Agenda 21 in your town, in your county, in your state, and in your country right now. And we have a flyer for you to print out there. It costs you about $5 to print out 100 flyers. And walk them around, drop them on the porches, and get your friends and neighbors to help you, and you're going to be out there educating your town. And that's what you want to do, because we're kind of working at square one here. We're still in the awareness stage. And I say awareness is the first step in the resistance. Action is the second step. And this is the resistance. You are part of it if you're listening to this.
Amen. So let's get back to the Delphine.
Okay.
How do we avoid it? How do we avoid being Delphied?
Well, first of all, you need to be aware of what the goal of that meeting is. So if it's a meeting that you're invited to by your city, and it's might be a redevelopment project, depending on where you are, or let's say it's a regional plan. It's a regional plan for your area. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, 9 counties. So they're saying they're going to join your transportation and housing requirements together, which means that if cities in your area want to get any money from your transportation dollars, they're going to have to agree to build smart growth in a specific location within your city. And they own, okay, so that's what the plan's about. So you go down there to that, and I show you how to anti-Delphi that meeting. By, first of all, you have a group of people that you've gotten together prior to the meeting, and you all of you are working together. You all have educated yourselves on what the meeting is about, on who is putting it on, and what their goals are. And then you agree that you're going to support each other in that meeting. You will go to the meeting. You will not sign in. You will not give your name to the organizers. You will not wear a name tag. You will not speak to the people that you were there with. You will not acknowledge them. You will act as if you do not know them. This is important. You don't want to give any indication that you are with a group or that you are with the people that you were there with, because you're going to be anti-Delphi-ing this meeting. So you'll sit at your tables, or you'll sit at in the auditorium in a specific formation, so that you're spreading out around the room and you're not near each other. And then when you begin to ask questions, you will be supporting each other in that meeting without acknowledging that you know one another. So, for instance, someone will say, how come you're saying smart growth is the best plan for this city when I like my single-family residence in a cul-de-sac? We enjoy that. And the facilitators will not answer that question. But someone else who's with you will stand up in the audience and say, wait a second, I would like to hear the answer. And then either they will give some answer that deflects the information, deflects you, or they will refuse to answer. And then someone else who's with you on the other side of the auditorium stands up and says, no, wait a minute, I haven't heard the answer to this yet, and I want to know as well. And pretty soon the people who are not with you in the audience that you don't know will begin to recognize that something is wrong, that the answers to these questions are not being given, that in fact there is dissent, that they are not being recognized, that dissent is not being respected, and the plan is not our plan. And if you do this correctly, and I have, it's a kind of a long, this is sort of the short version, but if you do it correctly, that meeting is going to end in chaos. And there's no way that they're going to be able to put this meeting on, put this over on you, and act as if you've all gone along with this meeting. It's not, in fact.
Can you take videos into the meeting? Video cameras?
Yes. It's legal under the Brown Act. Now, if you're not in California, I'm sure that the act is called something else. This is meeting transparency laws. You can video meetings as long as you're not disruptive. You can speak out in a public meeting. If there are public officials there, you should be able to take at least three minutes. You should be able to be heard, and you can video in a public meeting.
So I could see how that would complete, because that public meeting is their linchpin.
Yeah,
they need that to validate their forward action.
One thing that I didn't mention when I was, talking about the President's Council on Sustainable Development, and this is really important because it sort of brings it all into focus. The other thing they did, besides giving the American Planning Association that grant to come up with the planning documents that have changed your life, the other thing they did is they realized that Agenda 21 Sustainable Development was not going to be popular in the United States, that when we woke up, we were not going to like it. And so they also commissioned another book, and that's called Sustainable America, A New Consensus. Now, if you're like me and you're an old hippie, feminist, you come out of that feminist tradition where consensus means that, you don't have to be an old hippie, that you look it up in the dictionary. Consensus means agreement of all parties. So you'll hear that word consensus a lot. It's a jargon word now. The new idea for consensus, the new consensus, is neutralization of the opposition, neutralizing your enemies. So when they say that this is your plan and there's a consensus, a community consensus on the plan, this is a lie. There is no community agreement on this plan. In fact, most people in your town don't even know that there was a plan. A lot of times you go into those meetings and they're packed with city insiders, with city employees, with nonprofit employees, with people who go along to get along, people who are going to vote the way that they are told to vote. And in fact, there may not have even been a notice in the paper that meeting happened at all. So the new consensus is what they're going for here. They want to make it look like everyone agrees with them so that you'll be too scared and too nervous to stand up and say the emperor's got no clothes. You're not going to have the guts is what they're counting on. but they're wrong about us. We do have the guts, and we are calling it out, and we're doing it all across the country, and we will win on this. We will
absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I am seeing people coming up and talking about this from different arenas, some of them on Agenda 21, some of them on other things, but all of those things have a convergence because Agenda 21 tries to put all the parts together, and they're coming at it, for instance, with the Trans-Texas Corridor. It's coming at it from a different direction, but it arrives at the same destination.
Mm-hmm. Trans-Texas Corridor is part of the Canamax corridor, which is actually part of United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development plan to have, you know, basically no national boundaries, mega regions. And so, you know, people think it can't happen here. They think that it's, you know, that this is totalitarianism can't happen. We got really lazy in the United States. You know, after the end of the draft, it seemed like all of that, you know, there was plenty of objection to the Iraq war, you know, but it wasn't like you would have seen during Vietnam. People are lazy now, but those days are over. You know, I don't care what's on TV. You know, we also got programmed with Survivor that there were winners and most people were losers, and also with this collapse. The planned collapse of our economy. This is all part of Agenda 21, to collapse our economy, to make us more dependent, to give us disaster scenarios that panic us, make us so that we can't think clearly, drug us. You know, now if you want to quit smoking, which of course you have to quit smoking because it's bad for you and it's bad for the community, it's bad for the environment, whatever, you better quit smoking. You can't do it, so you're going to get your mind-altering drugs. Your kid is going to get drugged. Your children are indoctrinated with that neurotic belief that they're destroying the planet simply by breathing, and they're revamping the university system by...
And there's the music for the break. We'll be right back to it, Rosa. This is Reclaim America Now at Rumor Mill News. Right back with you.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.